So I am here with Krista Miller, Ian Gomez, and Josh Hopkins. I'm so happy that your name is an Ian.
Oh, yes. I think only one person has Ian, and that's Ian Ziering. Yeah. That's because his parents didn't know how to pronounce Ian.
I couldn't agree more.
It's so incredibly stupid to say Ian. I'm sorry. I'm just putting it out there.
I agree.
Do you think his name was Ian, and then he decided,
yes,
I'm going to go with Ian?
Christopher, yes, sure.
Yeah, because he'd be annoying.
To distinguish himself, yeah, and to score, right, a Playboy bunny.
Right. Because
that's, I think, what he married a Playboy.
Yes,
girl,
he did. And yes, yes.
That lasted long, though.
No. What a surprise.
Yeah.
So you guys are on Cougar Town, which I got to say is one of the shows that I watch with my husband. And in terms of TV watching, sometimes it's tough to find something that you and your spouse will, and my kids watch it too. We love it. Huge fans.
Thank you.
I'm so happy you're back.
Well,
which
thank
is,
you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, which is February 14th, right? Is
yes. The,
yes. Tomorrow night.
Right. And we're playing this today. hello.
Beautiful.
And tell me a little bit about what's going to happen this season. And let me just say that in person, you two are handsome and everything, but this Krista Miller, I mean, you're gorgeous.
Thank you so much. You've made my year.
Like, I'm not surprised because I heard you on Howard and I know Howard is all like, you're so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But you really are.
Thank you.
It's nice. Okay.
You're my new best friend.
No, like,
why
I understand,
aren't we best friends?
I know we will, but I understand why your husband's so obsessed with you. Like, I get it. You have this cool aura, like, cool girl, but not mean girl, which is the best kind of girl to be.
Thank you.
Oh, what are you saying, Josh? You saying she's really mean?
I'm saying she is cool.
Mm-hmm. But what, Josh?
But the mean girl.
Well, I'm sure she has a snark side.
I'm not a bully.
No.
I don't believe in bullying.
And she's not mean to people that don't deserve it.
Right.
But I often deserve to be mean to.
Oh, well.
And it's tough.
I'm never mean to you, Josh.
You're not.
Well, Ian says nothing.
I'm quiet. I'm quiet.
That, like on the show, he would be, because he could get in trouble with you at any moment.
Ian sometimes deserves a little, you know, check.
Rally check. I'll say something, and I always look at Krista, and she'll always be shaking her head. No, don't.
Uh-huh.
Don't say that.
Nope.
Yeah.
Now, the show, Cougar Town, was when you guys launched it. I know to sell the show, because I spoke to your husband, Krista. I spoke to Bill on the other show I do, which is What's Worth Watching on Howard 101. But we talked about how when Cougar Town started, when he pitched the show, as soon as he had said Cougar, they were like, okay, we're in.
Yeah, that's
we'll do
great.
It. But the show really isn't that. I mean, other than the first season where Courtney's character was having sex with some young people, it pretty much morphed into just life, which is what's so great about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it was the deal with the devil. Before we aired the show, everyone knew the title. You know, everyone hated it. It was very polarizing. Everyone knew it. And the show was never really going to be about that. They started it, you know, and then realized Courtney was wanting to work with everyone that had hired and worked a lot instead of people that had, you know, done two things.
Sure.
You know, it's not that interesting. And but unfortunately, then we were stuck with the name.
Right. And then you guys tried for a while. It was like, this show is not called Cougar Town tonight. It's called. And then we would wait and watch and look for
we
what
still
the
do
name
that.
Was. Love it.
Yeah. Love it, too.
Makes me laugh every week.
Yeah.
Hmm. And you're right in terms of the people on the show being experienced, and because it's such a good cast. You guys are so cohesive and so believable. I just think that's everybody's personality. Maybe. What are you shaking your head at?
No, I'm not shaking. I was going, wow.
What,
I was thinking
Ian.
You were being very nice.
Ian.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris.
I'm sincere. If I thought the show sucked, I would be like, you guys
no,
suck.
No, I was flattered. I was actually, that's very nice. I think, you know, my character is very similar to me. It's definitely a side of me. So, and it's amazing that the writers know that and write so well for each of us.
And you're married to Nia Vardalos.
Yes,
right?
I am.
Is that
how
I pronounce her name correctly?
Yeah, Nia Vardalos.
Good.
Nia Vardalos.
So you're married to someone successful, and you, Krista, are married to someone successful, and you're both successful. Yeah. How does that work in the house?
It's fine. And Josh sleeps with a lot of successful people.
Yeah. I'm sure he does. He's a man whore.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like, you know, I think there's nothing sexier than seeing my husband at work, because at home he's the nutty professor.
Right.
Loses everything. He doesn't. He'll sit there. It'll be 1,000 degrees in the house. He doesn't know how to turn the air conditioning on.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. And at work, he runs the show. He directs the actors. He's so on top of it. He edits the show. He's an amazing editor. And it's very sexy to me to see him in action. If I only had to see him at home, we might have a problem.
Well, oh, because I get it. Because at home, it's not the one. Right. You like the work. You like work, Bill.
Well, I
better
love
than no. I know you love Bill. All of him. He's your husband,
and he's
of course,
a great dad but, and everything. Right. Just you know, he's at work. He's surprisingly on top of it. I don't know how he juggles everything. I mean, don't you see? He's just walk. Yeah, sure, do that. You know, I don't know. I like being married to a successful husband.
And how old are your kids?
11, 9, and 5.
And there are three boys? Or
I have a girl, 11-year-old girl and two boys.
I have one of those.
You do?
My 11-year-old girl is going to kill me. And then I have a 13-year-old boy.
Ooh. Oh, but 11-year-old girl.
Yeah. She's, first of all, I live for, worship her.
Yeah, I know,
everything
she's so
about
good.
Her, but she's going to kick my ass. Like, she is. No. She's like all that and a bag of chips. Like, I didn't have that. I wasn't that way. I'm still not that way at 42.
My daughter's much, much nicer than I am.
Oh, like she is? Okay.
She is.
I have the opposite.
I mean, she's yeah, such a good girl, but if
sweetheart.
We watch a reality show and I say, like, what is that Kardashian? She should be at college. She says, do you think we could watch one show without you being mean? Do you think we could get through 5 minutes?
So what do you guys watch together? Just the Kardashians? What
no,
else?
Not the Kardashians. She's not allowed. We're not allowed to watch that
oh,
in our
you're
house.
Good parents.
Oh, not at all. Dancing with the Stars that, mm-hmm. you know, I just couldn't get past the Rob. And when we went to Dancing with the Stars with Courtney, they were there. I was like, don't even look at them. They're ridiculous. There's no one you need to know or emulate.
Do you watch the ABC Family shows, which are neither family oriented nor really on ABC? Do you watch them?
Well, we do. You know, she does so much sports.
Okay.
And, you know, she doesn't, we don't have time really to watch that much
right.
television.
Right.
I watch a lot of television, but she doesn't.
Right, that's good.
Ask these cute boys something.
Yeah, I will. I know I like girls. Wait, I will ask. So, Josh, you're single. You're the only single one.
That is true.
Well, now Courtney is single, but.
Right,
newly-ish
newly
single.
And
yeah. How does that work for you around so many coupled people?
I get a lot of good pointers.
Uh-huh.
And
you probably get a lot of good play because...
Well, they're very kind to me. It's good to have a show with a lot of women that if, like, I have a date or something, I ask them for advice.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them what to do, and they steer me in the right direction.
But you
and
never
I need
do
steering.
It. You never take our advice, really.
Well, yeah.
Well, with the last one, you did a little. You're doing it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you brought any of them to the set? Any of the broads? Any of the bitches? Any of the hoes?
No. Mm. No, I haven't.
Is that how you refer to them?
Yes.
Hoes.
Yeah.
Hoes is really what
we
I
say,
would...
are you going to bring that hoe?
Right. And he
and
says.
And then Josh says, no.
Oh.
No hoes.
Okay. No hoes.
It's a no hoe zone. And Ian, does your wife come to the set?
No, unless she's working. She did an episode last season, but she loves everyone on the show.
Well, here's what I have to say also about Cougar Town. The thing about Cougar Town is that it's so funny, and you guys have so many little zings that happen, but there's a lot of heart in the show. And I find I'll be watching it, and granted, I am 42, so I get emotional rather easily, but I will cry. Like, I'll cry from the baby stuff because I had one of those, and then they grow, and then I'll cry from Jules' son because... he's so freaking big, and we look at our kids, and it's like it's a very relatable show. What's going to happen now? Are you going to continue to be a good boyfriend, Josh?
I'm going to continue to be better than a boyfriend.
Yeah?
We're going to get engaged.
When's that happening?
Yeah, that happens
over
very first
big
episode.
Big glass of wine?
Well, of course. It wouldn't be Cougar Town without a big, giant glass of wine. No, I do think the writers do a great job of, you know, in a short time, taking the audience through the full gamut of emotions. You know, we do wacky, crazy things, but they really do pull at your heartstrings in a short time. We have unbelievable writers, and I'm always amazed each episode to see how they do that.
And then what about, of course, I'm spacing on the character, blonde, Jules' friend,
yes.
and her
Lori.
Son, Lori, right.
Yeah.
Are they going to, like, sometimes I feel like there's a thing between them, and I don't want there to be because it's sort of inappropriate.
Again, polarizing.
Yes, very.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, people, like, some people think, and then people don't like it.
Right. I'm mixed up about it.
Yeah.
Because I think they have a beautiful friendship.
Yes.
But then I think, well, he's of age.
Yeah. People think it's, some people think it's creepy, and some people want it to happen.
Okay.
There's no gray area.
I don't think it's creepy. I just think it's sort of, I like how it is today, and I'm concerned it's going to change. That's
the flirting, I know, that one might be best left at flirting.
Right?
First of all, this is such a cool job you have.
Do you think so?
Yes, I do.
Which part?
Just having a show and just cool. And you're asking us interesting questions for change.
Thank you so much.
That's just in my observations.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good about
it.
Myself, Krista. Thank
just
you.
Think it is. It's so cool.
Do you two want to get a room?
We do.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. I'm not into girls. I like boys a lot.
I know.
Yeah. And I have one. I love my husband. He's a good man.
Yeah. And Josh, your radio voice is quite sexy.
Yeah. He's sexy. I mean, yes. All the guys on the show are cute. It's not, there's no one on the show that I would say, like, except for the neighbor. The neighbor who so desperately wants to be a part of your group. I'm like, ew. Like, I get it, but I don't even remotely want to hang out with him.
He's the most awesome guy.
I'm sure in real life.
And funny.
In real life.
I know, but you'll see.
I'm watching on the telly. It's a different thing.
I know.
Yeah, Bob Clendenin, who plays Tom, is a great guy. Tom, the neighbor, is creepy. So
super creepy. Uber creepy.
Well.
It's like, hide your children.
Yeah.
So, Josh, you are super mellow in person, too. Sort of like on the show.
Well, I think they definitely, Bill and the writers kind of take a little bit of our true personality and put it into our characters for sure, which makes it a lot easier to come to set, because if I was a hyper character, it'd be hard for me to get revved up for that every day.
Now, do you wear the fingerless gloves on the set?
Yes, I do.
Josh, Josh, those need to go.
Well, let me tell you, I took my son to Urban Outfitters to get him some t-shirts the other day because I had to.
Because he's 13?
Yeah, and I had to get it to the Apple store because the working mother hadn't gotten him Microsoft Word in a timely manner, so he wanted to kill me. So to like make it okay, I'm like, okay, well, we'll get you some inappropriate t-shirts for your age, like ones with beer on the front and stuff at Urban Outfitters. So then he needs gloves because his hands are all cracked like mine. And I showed him the fingerless gloves and he's like, Mom, really? What? No, that is so lit. Social suicide. No.
Josh.
Josh.
It's part of his hobo look. Yeah. I'm an oboe, right? Consider yourself at home.
That's from Oliver Twist. Yeah. You're a thespian, Josh. Really? You don't know? Oh, that's so sad.
He doesn't react very quickly. See, it's very Grayson-like.
When did you guys get into New York?
He's taking off his gloves.
Poor thing.
Friday, but the boys have had late nights.
Ah.
Yeah.
Are you partying in the big city?
Reluctantly.
Yeah. Reluctantly?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even call it partying. We're just staying up late drinking.
Oh, I see the distinction.
There's no
I get it.
I'm not at any club. I'm just at the local watering hole, basically. I'm just,
So,
and I promised myself, I said, I'm going to go to sleep. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to be alert.
Jennifer, and, I'm here fresh as a daisy for
I
you.
I see that, by the way.
I wasn't up.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Well, because you have your priorities straight.
Of course.
Work
I knew I was going to see you. Yeah.
You knew you had a do the right thing when you're on the air talking to people today. I get it. Okay, so what else do we have this season? We have an engagement.
Yes.
What else? I mean, that's a big deal, but how's everybody dealing with the engagement?
What, guys?
Well, Josh is having, and Ian has very funny episodes as well. Josh is being really funny with the whole moving in together, how that works, making us laugh very much. Josh is having a season this season.
I
think it's your moment this season.
Thank you.
And then there's an episode you might cry at the end my mom comes to visit.
Oh, and?
Well,
she's going to die?
Nice.
Oh, no. She's a douche? I don't like that.
I
See?
Know.
And my producer, Radio Show, Ryan, understands this. I have a dead mother. So for me, whenever. Yeah.
I didn't hear about this.
She died 3.5 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you
every
for that.
Single day.
I feel that love. Yeah, it comes up every day. So I'm very, whenever there's sort of mother storylines, I actually appreciate them. I like to watch the mother-daughter dynamic, whether it's real or it's actors. And so she's mean. She's not supposed to be mean.
Mean in a way that is sad at the end of the show. But you'll see.
I will be watching. Okay, I'm so excited. All right, so the first one is tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Tuesday, 8:30.
Okay.
ABC.
Yeah, well, that we know. And it's still called Cougar Town with the board that says this show is called...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
With the titles above the title.
Right. Title above the titles.
If anyone out there is listening, the main thing we want to impress upon them is that it's called Cougar Town and there are no cougars in it.
And right, because they're all MILFs.
Right, exactly.
There's a big difference. Yeah. You know that, right? Because a cougar is predatory, whereas a MILF is the prey. Okay. It's much better to be milfy rather than a
cougar. I like it.
Wow.
I like
That's my thing I learned today.
It's
Thank you very
much.
It's my
goal in life. So on Twitter, what's everybody's Twitter handle? Because I know Krista's very funny on Twitter, and the
Thank
back
you.
And forth with her and her husband is just adorable.
I'm less funny. I'm
at Krista B. Miller.
I'm at Mr. Josh Hopkins.
Mr.
I'm at IB Gomez.
Okay, good.
The Mr. is MR, not Mr.
Oh, okay, Mr. not Lord help the Mr.
Right, got it.
All right, well, you guys, this is terrific. Thank you so much for talking to me, and everybody has to check out Cougar Town, February 14th, 8:30 on ABC. It's a great show. If you've not seen it before, you'll be involved in it and invested the first time you see it. It's really that good. And also, Courtney Cox
Thank
is on
you.
It.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
After the break, more members of the Cougar Town cast are stopping by. I'm going to talk to Brian Van Holt and Dan Bird. Stay tuned.